If you're thinking about buying a pet, what are the main things you need to consider before making any decision about what animal to welcome into your home? Sean Wensley is from the pet charity, the PDSA.
Well, we're really just trying to encourage people to think about all the things that are going to be involved with caring for that pet during the whole course of its life. And what PDSA have come up with in a new online tool that we've just launched is a little formula called PETS, which stands for place, exercise, time and spend. And they'd be four key considerations that we'd really like everyone to think about. Is your place right for a pet? How much exercise you're going to need to give it, and will you be able to? And how much time will that pet demand of you? And crucially, the spend, how much is it going to cost? Do you know about the costs and will you be able to afford them through its whole life?
So if you're talking about the place then, first of all, how would you determine whether you've got the right kind of place or maybe looking at your place and saying what kind of pet would fit it?
Well, you need to be thinking about exactly what type of place you've got. So we see problems where people are keeping very large dogs in a little flat, perhaps with no surrounding green space, so they're not able to give them the walks that they need. Cats are increasingly being kept indoors, but we are seeing problems with that as well, particularly some of the health problems associated with stress, which are affecting the urinary system in particular. So we're getting bladder inflammation problems, which can be associated with cats being housed indoors. So it's just thinking about what a pet needs from that pet's point of view, and whether or not your physical house or flat or wherever it is you live and the surrounding green space that you have access to, be it a garden or a park, are going to be suitable to provide its needs.
So if you did have a very small flat, for example, with not a lot of greenery around it, would there be a suitable pet?
Well, it depends on the other things being answered as well, the exercise, time and spend, but potentially some of the smaller pets, so for example, a hamster or a gerbil or a fish. I mean, obviously, you'll know yourself that aquarium can be absolutely beautiful, and people get great enjoyment from keeping either cold water or tropical fish. So there are going to be animals that you can enjoy the company and presence of, but it's all about just making sure you're going to be able to meet their welfare needs.
And you mentioned time as well. I mean, how much time does a pet take?
Well, again, that can really vary, but it could also be quite unexpected. So it's going to be things like some of the more obvious things, if you like. A dog is going to need regular exercise. We're seeing lots of problems at the moment with pet obesity, as you may have seen in the news. That's due to people feeding inappropriately, but also just not exercising enough. So it's really about getting pets, particularly dogs, out there. Cats, exercise is really important to them as well as going outside. And they need to be able to play frequently, so that's having time to spend playing with your cat. Grooming, of course, that's something else, but also training. A lot of the problems we see are sort of behaviour type problems, and there is definitely a time commitment, of course, of having the time to devote to appropriate training. That's for dogs, I suppose, in particular.
And more about the spend. Are pets quite expensive?
I think, again, it's all about being aware of what at the outset may seem like unexpected costs. So they're going to be things like food, grooming, maybe boarding if you're going away, and then certainly from our point of view, crucially, veterinary bills. There is no NHS for pets. PDSA provides a free veterinary service for those who can't afford veterinary care, but for everyone who aren't in the position to be eligible for our charitable service, it's about understanding what costs are going to be incurred by possibly unexpected illnesses and being able to budget for those accordingly. Pet insurance is a great way to go for it. Being aware of that upfront, being aware of the spend commitment and factoring it into your choice.
And what do you think is the biggest mistake people make when they do choose a pet? What's maybe the one bit they just really don't think about?
I think we see a big problem with impulse purchases, and that's what this is all about. We see people who have really got an animal because they've just, for want of a better term, fallen in love with the idea, with no real consideration for what that animal as a sentient, a thinking, feeling animal is going to require through the course of its life. And so any of the four things really can go wrong on that basis. I used to work in a pet shop before I became a vet a long time ago, and you'd see it on a Saturday morning. Maybe a little girl comes in with her dad for, I don't know, some wild bird food, but she spots a rabbit, she spots a hamster, starts tugging on the elbow, and you see the dad's heart melt before your eyes. And essentially, that pet could go on to provide a lifetime of enjoyment for the little girl and teach her all the great things that pet ownership confers. But equally, it is essentially an impulse purchase. And when the rabbit's kept on its own, maybe in a small hutch, not being fed the right diet, because those things hadn't been considered before it was bought, then we see problems with the child's novelty not lasting as long as the animal itself, unfortunately.
That's Sean Wensley.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.